Joe Biden hasn't been seen since last Wednesday in Las Vegas, 4 days after the assassination attempt on President Trump. The signature on his memo announcing that he is dropping out of the 2024 election has been proven to be a forgery. And according to the artificial intelligence voice app 11 Labs, the recent alleged phone call from Biden was created using the app.
I know yesterday's news was surprising and it's hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me.
Okay. Let's just go on old 11 Labs and see if that's really all they probably used for this. So, upload. There we go. And let's see what we got. Yeah, looks like they didn't even really try.
But Joe Biden has been missing in action for years. By most accounts, there has been at least three fake Joe Bidens on camera since his election. We have seen images that show Joe Biden with different earlobes, which would be impossible if it were all the same person. We have seen videos that show what appears to be a rubber mask with a rubbery chin.
Virtually every mass shooting.
You can't tell me this is normal. Look at his forehead. This is bullshit. That's a mask. That's a skin mask. It ain't normal. Look at it.
In the early 90s, former head of disguise for the CIA wore a mask as she briefed George H.W. Bush in the White House about the latest disguise technology. She fooled him while sitting at his desk.
I was a little paranoid. I'd never worn one of these masks before in public, and you get nervous. Nobody paid any attention, of course, so I relaxed. We went in the Oval Office. So I showed him some photographs of disguises we had done for him when he was chief of disguise. We said, you might remember these. He did. I said, so I'm here to show you the next level. He said, so show me. I said, well, I'm wearing it. And I'll take it off and show it to you. And he said, no, don't take it off. And he got up. He came out. He walked and he looked. He went behind me. He's checking it out. He went back. He sat down. He said, take it off. So I just peeled off my face.
This 40-year technology was classified until a few years ago.
And this is the only photograph I ever got. So I'm sitting in front of the president's desk with my hand in the air. I'm holding the mask, showing it to him, and they airbrushed it out. So the picture in my library, I don't know what you would think I'm doing, but people say that's...
They airbrushed a mask out.
Yeah, it was classified. They gave me the picture of me.
I mean, I've seen the picture, but you can't tell.
You're seeing the recent pictures because now we can talk about masks. A year ago, I could not tell you the story. It was still considered
classified.
Why
could you say it now?
Because they have allowed it now. Which to me, you know, what does that mean? Sources and methods are classified. This evidently is no longer classified. Perhaps they're not using these anymore. Or maybe they've gotten so good that what I'm saying has nothing to do with the new ones. I think that's more like it.
Let me ask you, how many times you guys made masks for presidents to distract the audience? Like, are there duplicates out there as well that we don't know about? Or we can't know the answer to that question? There's, you know, I don't know.
Saddam had all these.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking
yes.
about? We have a picture of Saddam in a boat on the Bosphorus or something with his 26 doubles. They're all paddling. It's like 26 Saddams. Have you seen this picture?
I have seen it.
They all look exactly alike. It's brilliant.
So we've never done that you know about.
No. There's a long, great history of presidents doing that.
Okay.
But I don't know that we've ever done that.
I got it. Okay.
While many are making a fuss about a missing U.S. president and wondering who's running the country, U.S. presidents have been missing for decades. All we've had in the White House for our entire lifetime is a puppet frontman for the military-industrial complex and the big bank bureaucrats who have turned America into Murder Incorporated. The forces running this country are still in charge. They are just looking for a new puppet to fool the masses into thinking America is the land of the free. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
It's Wednesday, July 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome to The American Journal. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. We have Laura Loomer joining us in 54 minutes to talk about the president's health, among other things, anything she wants to talk about. She's always welcome on the show. She can always talk about whatever she wants to talk about because she is unleashed. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Harrison Smith will be back in the chair next week. I'm not sure whether tomorrow or Friday Rob Dew is going to be hosting, but one of those days I believe he is hosting, and we have other guest hosts lined up for you over the next 2 days. I'm going to be out of town this weekend for a funeral, and what a crazy, crazy world we live in, with cackling Kamala all over the news, bragging on video that she has secured enough delegates to win the nomination, but others are saying maybe not so much. You can go to Drudge, and you can see that Drudge is reporting that Kamala Harris is 2 points ahead of Donald Trump, implying that she is going to win the presidency against Donald Trump on November 5th. But we all remember what happened in 2016. Hillary Clinton was up in all of the polls as well, but she didn't win, did she? And frankly, I don't even know whether or not Kamala Harris is going to be the candidate. I still think Roger Stone may be right. It could be Big Mike. Maybe RFK Jr. will sneak his way in there. But not everyone has gone together and universally supported this woman. We'll run some clips throughout the show just of gaffe after gaffe or stupid comment after stupid comment from Kamala. We'll also run some clips showing you things like Chuck Schumer trying to express his excitement to no applause except his own applause at a press hearing. But there's this interesting confidential memorandum to Team Trump from Tony Fabrizio, who is a very reputable pollster. And I am going to take the time to read this. The Harris honeymoon, basically implying that we're in the honeymoon phase for Harris, and it's going to go away before the Democratic Party proceeds to its second divorce, its first divorce with Joe Biden, its second divorce with Kamala Harris. It says, many of you have heard me refer to the upcoming Harris honeymoon that I expect to see in the public polling over the next couple of weeks. As I've explained, the honeymoon will be a manifestation of the wall-to-wall coverage Harris receives from the mainstream media. Coverage will be largely positive and will certainly energize Democrats and some other parts of their coalition, at least in the short term. That means we will start to see public polling, particularly national public polls, where Harris is gaining on or even leading President Trump. Obviously, the situation we find ourselves in today is totally uncharted territory and has no modern historical parallel, but there are some things that haven't changed. Due to the events of the past 2 weeks, including our highly successful convention, President Trump has seen a bump in his numbers in a number of recent public polls. Not surprising, given that most candidates historically receive some type of bump. Given what has happened over the past couple of days and her impending VP choice, there is no question that Harris will get her bump earlier than the Democrats' convention. And that bump is likely to start showing itself over the next few days and will last a while until the race settles back down. The Democrats and the mainstream media will try and tout these polls as proof that the race has changed, but the fundamentals of the race stay the same. The Democrats deposing one nominee for another does not change voters' discontent over the economy, inflation, crime, the open border, housing costs, not to mention concern over two foreign wars. Before long, Harris's honeymoon will end, and voters will refocus on her role as Biden's partner and co-pilot. As importantly, voters will also learn about Harris's dangerously liberal record before becoming Biden's partner and creating historic inflation. She cast the deciding vote on the Inflation Reduction Act. Flood of legal immigrants at our southern border. She is Biden's border czar. And migrant crime that is threatening our families and communities. She set illegals free who went on to commit violent crimes as district attorney. So while the public polls may change in the short run, and she may consolidate a bit more of the Democrat base, Harris can't change who she is or what she's done. Stay tuned. And I normally don't like to read entire letters or emails like this, but it was so well written, so articulate. I thought it was important to share that information with you because what we are seeing now is an advertising marketing phenomenon. We are seeing an artificial bump, an artificial inflation in the polls. And some of the polls are honest. Most of them are not. This is the establishment trying to convince you that she's winning, not the people trying to convince the polls that she's winning. It's actually the other way around. This is the backwards approach of the mainstream media, of the corporate media, of the private political press, which is the same as the military industrial complex, only instead of military operations for money, it's press operations for money, where they sell out the truth in exchange for power and money, just like the military industrial complex sells out human lives in exchange for power and money. This is the private political press, the private political class, the political industrial complex at work doing everything it can to prevent an outsider from becoming the president of the United States. But they can't change the fact that when Donald Trump got shot in the face, he stood up and yelled, fight, fight, fight. And in that moment, everybody knew. So long as they don't get a case of dementia or cognitive decline themselves, they will not forget that historic moment. And I don't want to belabor the point. I don't want to beat a dead horse. I don't want to show clip after clip again, akin to like 9/11 after September 11th. It was just planes, towers, planes, towers, planes, towers, planes, towers. I don't want it to be a campaign of bullet, ear, fight, bullet, ear, fight, bullet, ear, fight over and over again over the next 3 months. We don't need to belabor it. We just have to remember in our hearts what happened to the president of the United States and that the deep state was behind it. We've got amazing clips that have been breaking over the last 24 hours as well of what it looked like on the roof. Even body cam footage that shows the dead corpse of the shooter on the roof while blood drips down off, and Secret Service and local law enforcement discuss what happened and try to figure out what the hell went on. I mean, this is an unprecedented time to be an American. Oh, what a time to be alive it is. And Kamala Harris just proceeds to embarrass herself over and over again. And I don't think Joe Biden's dead, but we know he is dying. In the context of this, while he's calling in with what's rumored to be an AI voice. I don't think his voice was actually AI in that call. I think it was him. I just think it was recorded and edited and maybe doctored up a little bit. But I think the guy's on his way out. If I had to guess what happened, I'm going to ask Laura Loomer about this in 45 minutes when she comes on. I think that he had a stroke on Air Force One 20 days ago or however many days ago it was that she reported on it and got so much backlash, unfair backlash, because it turns out she seems to have been right. And I think he may have had another one, which would explain why he was having a hard time walking up the stairs to Air Force One when he was going to go to seclusion for COVID in Delaware. I don't think he even had COVID. I think that was a lie. Or maybe he did, but it had nothing to do with his illness. But he could barely walk. And then on the phone call that happened a couple of days ago, we showed the clip of it yesterday. His voice didn't sound like AI to me. It sounded pre-recorded. Kamala almost admitted that it was a recording when she spoke after the fact. It sounded like he was slurring his speech, maybe because of a combination of pain meds and a stroke. But because of a stroke, it sounds like he has an injury on the left side of his body. I mean, famously, if you have a stroke, you struggle to feel the left side of your body, your face included. It's harder to walk. Maybe you limp. Maybe you shuffle. It's hard for you to speak if it's attacked the speech part of your brain or if just the left side of your face isn't operating properly. He sounded like he was recovering from a stroke. And I wonder if we could find out. It's probably impossible when the last time it was that Joe Biden got a booster shot. But I know countless people in their 20s No, I shouldn't say countless. That's an exaggeration. I know a half a dozen people in their 20s, healthy, fit, good-looking, young, vibrant, who they get a booster, within a couple of months, they have a stroke or an aneurysm. Family, friends who've worked in D.C., leftists, of course, they get the booster, they have a blood clot in their neck, brain aneurysm. Wow, we're so glad she's still alive. Her vision will always be impaired. Such an anomaly. Doctor says they don't know how it happened, but it happens sometimes. Are you kidding me? We've been talking about mRNA vaccines and strokes for years now on this very network. And every time it happens, they write it off as if it's an anomaly. But the people just aren't going to forget this time. Even left-wing comedians are coming out and making fun of these vaccines, how ineffective they are, how they try to give them to their parents because they want to kill their parents, not because they want to help their parents. I mean, I've heard joke after joke from mainstream comedians, off-brand comedians, sideline comedians about the effects of these vaccines. The people are waking up, folks. And don't forget, Kamala Harris was the least popular candidate in the primary election in 2020. She has done nothing over the course of the last 4 years to earn any popularity whatsoever. I can't think of a single speech that she's made, a single event that she's attended, a single accomplishment that she has reached that would explain any sort of a boost whatsoever in her popularity. The only thing that she's done since 2020 is she has been the vice president under an administration that's been terrible on every front. Housing is totally unaffordable. The border is completely open. The economy is totally trash. Everyone has to work three jobs instead of one job to make ends meet. Nobody can afford anything at all. Bankruptcies are up. Defaults on homes are up. Foreclosures are up. Credit card debt is up. All the schools are terrible. Illegal migrants are either taking jobs or raping. I saw a report the other day in the context of the Democrats saying that crime is down, even though we know that's a misrepresentation of the statistics because the FBI changed the way that municipalities report crimes to them. And so they've been underreported to the federal government. So the numbers show that crime is down, but the fact of the matter is crime is actually way up. I saw a report the other day that rapes in New York City are up 300%. What? How is that? Oh, yeah. You import a bunch of illegal immigrants into a city. You put them all together in compact locations like hotels. You don't have any background checks. If they get arrested for a crime, they get released immediately. You're going to have an increase in rapes. I'm sorry. That's just what's going to happen. I'm not saying that all the illegal migrants are rapists. I don't even believe that 25% of them are criminals. But if 10% of these migrants are criminals, and 30 million of them have come across the border, that means that we've imported 3 million criminals in the United States. Was that like the size of two or three Austin, Texas's worth of just rapists and murderers and gangbangers and drug dealers? Just spread about. Then they go to all these left-wing cities, which defunded the police. Another thing Kamala Harris brags about, because they get shipped to the Seattles or the Chicagos, or the New York Cities, or the Austin, Texases, but they usually get shipped out of Texas if Governor Abbott can get his hands on them. These left-wing cities have all defunded their police departments. Nobody wants to sign up to be a cop because you wind up just totally persecuted and prosecuted and underpaid and just abused, and you have to deal with all this crap. Then you can't do anything about real crime because all the limitations from the city councils and the oversight committees on you. And so, yes, it makes sense that in every major city, crime is just rampant. Rapes are going up 300% because we're shipping all of South America, Central America, and the Middle East criminals to these major cities. It has nothing to do with their race. It has everything to do with the culture that they come from. When you're in the Middle East and 40% of your population is married to your first or second cousin, you're going to have kids that have mental illness like anger problems, behavior issues, IQ issues. Then when you ship them all over the place, the only thing they can do is commit crimes because they have all the same carnal based desires than any human being without any of the reason to supplant that or fight back against it. Or when you ship people up from North or Central America who have lived in corrupt, gang-ridden environments their entire lives, yes, some of them are going to bust ass and make ends meet and start a family and make it work here. They're going to take advantage of the opportunities here. They're going to work so hard. I love immigrants that do that. But some of them are just going to commit crimes here in an environment that's conducive to that. And you have the left coming out and criticizing the right for using terms like replacement migration. But tell me, when you have Chuck Schumer literally going out and admitting that we have a population crisis in the United States, that Native Americans, we are Native Americans, those of us who are born here, Native Americans in the strictest sense of the term or expression, Native Americans are not having children at a faster rate than they are about to die off. It's like 1.6 for every two people or something like that. It needs to be well over two in order for a population to thrive and grow. And Chuck Schumer's coming out and saying, we have to immigrate the people into the United States because the people who are already here simply aren't having children fast enough. We've got this major retirement happening right before our eyes as the baby boomers begin to retire and die off. And we don't have enough workers, so we're just going to import them. And then we say, oh, so you mean replacement migration? And they say, whoa, that's racist. I'm like, yeah, it is. It is racist, isn't it? Against us. I mean, that was the coolest thing about the Proud Boys, right? In order to become a first-degree Proud Boy, you had to say on video that you were a Western chauvinist. You could be black, you could be white, you could be Asian, you could be Hispanic, you could be any race, but you had to declare yourself a Western chauvinist, somebody who believes in the superiority of Western culture. This is not an immutable characteristic. It's not racist. It is xenophobic. That's fine. I think xenophobia is probably the best thing that has ever come out of Western culture, because the culture that is the best should be afraid of and avoiding all the other cultures so they don't taint the melting pot that was American Western culture, capitalism, individual rights, and freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Keep in mind, folks, the country that had the greatest level of peace among religions was the country that protected freedom of religion the most. The country that had the greatest level of peace among political differences was the country that protected freedom of speech the most. The country that had the greatest level of peace among income and wealth disparities was the country that protected private property rights and capitalism the most. That was the United States of America. But now they're trying to come in. They're trying to shut down freedom of religion. They're trying to take away your right to defend yourself. They're trying to destroy capitalism. They're trying to destroy private property rights. And we see all of these seeping up tensions that never existed here before. And it's because they are eroding Western culture, which actually protects all of the minorities inherently because it believes in the individual over any group identity. So while the left embraces this identity politics, are you Jewish? Are you Palestinian? Are you black? Are you white? Are you Native American? Are you Muslim? Are you Christian? While the left embraces you identifying yourself by whatever group you belong to, and while it only strives to fight for group rights, something that doesn't exist, no group has rights, only individuals have rights. You don't gain rights or lose rights by virtue of joining or leaving a group. So this whole idea of black rights and women's rights is just BS. The only metaphysical truth about rights is that they belong to individuals only. No group has a right or any rights. They are simply only individual rights, and they're trying to erode the very notion of individual rights by throwing in group rights, creating division, debasing the entire culture, and then opening the gates while it's weakened so this virus that is just Marxism in all of its forms, whether it's communism directly, socialism, critical theory, critical race theory, any forms of critical theory, can seep in and just wipe out all of the remnants of what was most healthy about our culture and our civilization for centuries. And Kamala Harris is literally the embodiment of that, where she goes and she just identifies as an African-American, and she's half black, but from Jamaica, half Indian, disregards that side. That's not going to resonate with the voters as much if I'm Indian. I mean, I wish it was feathers, but it's dots, so I'm not going to say anything about that. And female. And she's just embodied this diversity, equity, and inclusion mantra, which itself is a form of critical theory. It's a compensation for past social injustices, which catalyzes greater social injustices than ever before. This DEI candidate is the embodiment of all that is eroded about our civilization, and frankly, as sick as the American people have become, as eroded, debased, and just tarnished that the American people have become physically, economically and psychologically, I still think that they are strong enough, wise enough, not to fall for it again this time. Because every time she cackles, everyone cringes. Even her own party, they'll act like they like her so much, but really? This gal? Really? This woman? And I don't want to be unfair and just show you gaffe and gaffe and gaffe, because anybody who's had as much airtime as Kamala Harris, anybody who has time speaking for hours upon hours to the public in city after city and campaign after campaign, you're going to be able to go and nitpick the stupid things that they said, the stupid comments that they made. But you have to understand that these gaffes of hers aren't just these fluke anomalies like anybody else would have if they were going to speak for hours for years on campaign trails. They are basically the status quo. Standard operating procedure for this woman is to go up and make a bunch of very senseless comments over and over again. And we've seen the clips of Elizabeth Warren over and over again at every single campaign rally saying, "And I got a scholarship for debate. Yay!" Over and over again, the exact same joke, the exact same hoorah, the exact same story from stage to stage, place to place, campaign to campaign, because it works. You focus group it. You just do it from city to city as if the internet doesn't exist and people aren't even going to know you're telling the same stories over and over again. We've seen that happen time and time again. But with Kamala, we see it too. When she says, "What's the line? What's the line? What can be unburdened by what has been?" Over and over again. But that's not the only stupid thing she's ever said. She's made just rambling after rambling about the nature of time itself, and she's trying to sound like Friedrich Nietzsche or Immanuel Kant or some enlightened philosopher with just some virtuous, almost religious level of wisdom behind her. And everybody looks at her when she says something, they're like, "Oh, so you're like off-brand Yoda. You're like Yoda, but instead of wise, retarded. Oh, I get it. You're like Yoda, okay. On a planet you don't belong. And instead of being kind of funny and adorable and honest and wise, as Luke Skywalker tries to discover how to take down the Empire, you're actually retarded and backing the Empire. I get it. Okay, thanks, Kamala. Thank you. Yeah, not going to vote for you. Oh, wait, I guess it doesn't matter if I vote for you or not. You're still going to be the nominee without a single vote from a Democratic voter, right? So you are like Darth Vader. You've just been appointed. I get it. Okay, yeah, she's Darth Vader. Darth Vader. Folks, we are going to get into more clips on the other side of this and into more news. Great show today. Laura Loomer coming up at the top of the hour. Very excited to speak to her. In the meantime, please visit InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air. We have some awesome, awesome partnerships that are developing right behind the scenes. But in the meantime, it's more important now than ever that you support us, because we do have to have record sales over the course of the next 30 to 90 days in order to keep this operation on the air. So if you've ever purchased something before, even if you're all stocked up and you don't need anything, please realize that now is the time of all times to go to InfoWarsStore.com and purchase something, because we need your support more than ever. The Republic is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. Freedom itself is under attack. And humanity is under attack. The way we fight back against that is by awakening the people. And the best place to wake the people up is InfoWars. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. These InfoWars MD products are amazing because we don't actually have to order the inventory in order to sell these to you, provide them to you, ship them to you as quickly as possible. So please get the organic ashwagandha with black pepper or the Joint Relief Max, both great formulas that I love and adore. It's not an expense. It's an investment in your own health, and not just an investment in your health, but an investment in freedom itself, humanity itself, by keeping InfoWars on the air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and stay tuned for more on the other side.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure, I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Freaks and Geeks, I am Chase Geyser, your host this morning. Laura Loomer has pushed back 30 minutes. I'm going to be late, but she's still going to be here, and that's all that matters to me. So stay tuned for her appearance at 9:30 p.m. Central Time. Excuse me, 9:30 a.m. Central Time. I fixed it already. Secret Service encourages Trump campaign to stop outdoor rallies. Oh, because they care about his safety. No! If they cared about his safety, he wouldn't have gotten shot in the face. They wanted to stop his rallies because they don't want him to win the election. I don't understand how people can read headlines like this and just take them at face value. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Better keep them safe. They just let go of Cheadle. So I guess security's probably pretty strapped right now. So better make sure he just stays inside or just doesn't do any rallies. That makes sense. I'm going to go to work. Going to put on my khakis. Going to sell insurance. Come on. How obvious is it? Secret Service officials encouraged Donald Trump's campaign to stop scheduling large outdoor rallies and other outdoor events with big crowds after the assassination attempt on former president in Butler, Pennsylvania, according to people familiar with the battle. Oh, stop campaigning. The best thing for you, Trump, if you want to stay alive, if you want to stay safe, please just stop campaigning. Just don't run. Just back out. Just give up. I mean, how do they think that this recommendation is supposed to help? No. You don't tell Trump to get off the stage. You rise to the occasion and you do your job. How many billions of dollars are allocated to your organization every single year? How many billions? Or millions upon millions, if not billions. I think it's over a billion is actually given to Secret Service every year. How is it that we can give $63 billion on Hitler's birthday to Ukraine, but we can't seem to figure out how to keep the former president of the United States from getting shot in the face from 400 feet away from a 20-year-old on a roof while Secret Service watches him from the window 20 or 30 feet away? Well, they just identify him as suspicious. Yeah, you know, maybe if you stop identifying shooters as suspicious, you identify them as a threat instead, then the president-elect, I'm just going to start calling him the president-elect, can start doing his job without worrying about getting shot in the face. Doesn't that seem like a good idea? Doesn't that seem like maybe the right approach is rise to the occasion and keep the president from getting shot rather than telling him to just give up or Zoom in or Skype in to a rally? Please. Unbelievable. And I know others on the right have come out and said, look, they're going to try to kill you again, President Trump. Please just be extra careful. Please just don't have these events anymore. No. Screw that. Yes, he should be more careful. He should be safe. He should ensure and hire private security to complement the Secret Service scraps that the government gives him. But if he stops, that's weakness. And weakness does not win elections, especially not in this political climate. Weakness is the reason that Joe Biden had to back out. It's the greatest threat to our republic. Weakness. Weak leaders. You're scared of what a strong man will do. Just wait until you see what a weak man will do. Meanwhile, President Biden did react to the resignation of U.S. Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle. Quote, Jill and I are grateful to Director Kim Cheadle for her decades of public service. She has selflessly dedicated and risked her life to protect our nation throughout her career in the United States Secret Service. We especially thank her for answering the call to lead the Secret Service during our administration, and we are grateful for her service to our family. As a leader, it takes honor, courage, and incredible integrity to take full responsibility for an organization tasked with one of the most challenging jobs in public service. The independent review to get to the bottom of what happened on July 13th continues, and I look forward to assessing its conclusions. We all know what happened that day can never happen again. As we move forward, I wish Kim all the best, and I will plan to appoint a new director soon. What a nice little love letter to the person who failed to assassinate or allow the assassination of his political opponent. Yeah, we're happy to accept your resignation for failing to complete the job we were tasked with. The job of standing down and allowing for the assassination of the president. The fact that this rogue MKUltra shooter missed is an incredible disappointment. And though we appreciate your service and your attempt on the president's life, we are happy to accept this resignation. And we will, once we identify the appropriate candidate, find another candidate to appoint to the position that's more likely to succeed in the assassination of other political opponents in the future. Thank you so much for keeping us safe while endangering the lives of all of our political opponents. And we wish you the best moving forward. Love, Joe and Jill, love. Love you guys. Elon Musk denies reported $45 million a month pledge to Trump because he doesn't subscribe to cult of personality. Apparently, Elon Musk is not spending $45 million a month to elect former President Donald Trump, though he has created a new super political action committee to fund the Republican candidate, the billionaire told conservative commentator Jordan Peterson during an interview Monday evening. During the interview, which was hosted on Musk's platform X, Peterson asked Musk if he had shocked himself by donating a substantial amount of money to Trump's campaign. Of course, Musk had previously criticized Trump. Says, what's been reported in the media is simply not true. Musk said, I'm not donating $45 million a month. But he did give his unequivocal, unshaking endorsement to the former president. And he did declare war on the woke mind virus in this clip from yesterday. In fact, do you have it ready? You were just rolling it B-roll. I would love to run the clip of him declaring war on the woke mind virus. Go ahead.
It happened to one of my older boys. Where I was I was essentially tricked into signing documents for one of my older boys, Xavier. This is before I had really any understanding of what was going on, and we had COVID going on, and so there was a lot of confusion. You know, I was told, oh, he, you know, Xavier might commit suicide if he.
That was a lie right from the outset.
Incredibly evil, and I agree with you that people that have been promoting this should go to prison.
That's
so I was tricked into doing this, you know, it wasn't explained to me that puberty blockers are actually just sterilization drugs. So I lost my son, essentially. They call it dead naming for a reason.
Yeah, I...
All right, I'm... so the reason it's called dead naming is because your son is dead. So my son Xavier is dead. Killed by the woke mind virus.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, and there's lots of people in that situation now.
Right.
It's not pretty. And lots of demolished kids.
Yes.
Yeah, so, well, that's a good reason to be the final straw. All right, so let's...
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after that.
So he's vowed to destroy the woke mind virus. The best way to do that is by supporting President Donald Trump. We cannot allow these leftists to hijack our republic, rebrand it as a democracy, and then use democracy to establish permanent tyranny. Because if America falls, the entire world falls. And if the entire world falls, then that means humanity falls. And it gets absorbed into this globalist woke mind virus of critical theory and Marxism, which leads to nothing but one inevitable outcome, which is the entire collapse of civilization itself. World War III with nuclear weapons, World War IV with sticks and stones, and then we won't see freedom again for humanity until centuries upon centuries or even millennia from now, when some clone or remnant of the United States of America is reborn on some radiated continent out of some other miracle led by brave men akin to George Washington and others who established this republic. Stay with us, folks. More news and clips on the other side. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com. I plugged the InfoWars MD products at the end of the last segment. Make sure you take a look, speaking of World War III, at the Life Select Storable Food 25-year shelf life. Get an Alexa Pure water filter when you order 3, 6, 9 months, or 12 months worth of your storable food so you have a safe way to prepare that food in the event of a total breakdown of civilization. Stay tuned for more on the other end.
Explain how the central bank digital currency, ESG-controlled corporate governance, controlling what you can do and spend, corporations, governments, private individuals, how they use that as the next bubble with the unified ledger. This is key because their bridge to get out of this bubble is the next level of total control to take a giant slice of everybody's life, but not call it a bail-in, just call it a social credit score.
Yeah. So let me, if I may, put this into the context of you and what you've gone through in this bankruptcy that you've had to go through and everything happening with InfoWars. You know, they didn't like what you had to say, so they froze you from your bank account. You couldn't access your money, right? So that took a legal process to get to that point. This is that exact same scenario, them separating you from your money, but without a legal process. They can just do it because they don't like you, because they don't like your ideology.
Now, slow down. That's just key, Dr. Elliot. This is a central bank ledger. Just sounds like a turn, people. No, everyone is in bankruptcy, private companies, corporations, the general public. That's what they say. You'll own nothing and like it. And then they unify it and take what they want. Your mortgage, everything is unified.
Everything. See, every asset that you have that's in this digital form, whether it's a bank account, checking account, savings account, money market, stock, bond, mutual fund, brokerage account, all of that stuff, and anything with a title like your house, right? You can be put into this unified ledger. Now, the World Economic Forum has explained this really well in the sense of this is digital money. It's programmable money, meaning they tokenize or they put all of your assets into a packet, and that packet is now can be sold, right? This is like a derivative. You can flip off the ownership with the flip of a button saying, okay, Alex, you no longer own all of this stuff that you thought you had. We're flipping the switch and we're going to give it to person B or person C or to the government, right? They can do whatever they want. This is what programmable money and a unified ledger is. And to make it really dangerous is that it's based on your digital social profile and your social credit score. Now, we're not talking about a dystopian future, right? We saw this happen with the truckers in Canada.
The British Prime Minister said, if you don't accept military service, we'll just turn your bank account off. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of these things seem to be a stretch in people's minds, right? It's like, oh, this is the mark of the beast. This is way down the road. We've seen it, you know, bank accounts.
Well, that's right. You're not covering things that are coming. This is all being rolled out now. They have gas station chains all over Europe, the U.S., including in Oklahoma and Texas, where you've got to swipe a card to get in the building. You got to swipe a card to buy gas just to prove you're even able to buy it. I mean, it's coming in.
We're not just talking about freedom here, right? Financial freedom, getting out of harm's way of these digital assets. We're also doing something that we get the best of both worlds, asset protection and growth. And that's what makes it such an amazing
Nothing's performed as good as silver. And I haven't had a silver gold sponsor because so many of them sell numismatics, rip people off. You are the number one bullion dealer in America right now because you've got the best deals. Look at that 12-year graph, folks. This is a no-brainer to protect your assets and probably have growth. We can't guarantee anything, but my God, you're crazy if you don't call Dr. Kirk Elliott at 720-605-3900.
Just start with one of our favorites here. Let's go to clip number 7 here. Harry Sisson tells CNN that tons of young people are coming out of the woodwork to ask, how can we support Kamala Harris? Watch Harry Sisson lie right here on CNN. It's hysterical.
And so your friends who were like, who are you? You're out here doing politics. That's awful. What's wrong with you? What are they saying now?
Yeah, so I've had people I haven't spoken to in a long time, kind of in just friends I also speak to who are not interested in politics, reaching out to me saying, how do I get involved? How do I help Vice President Kamala Harris beat Donald Trump? And for me, it's just shocking. I just haven't seen anything like this.
Wow, you're interested in what I do. Okay.
Okay. So youthful voters are just reaching out to Harry Sisson because they're all friends with him. And they're talking about how excited they are about Kamala Harris and how hyped they are about Kamala Harris. How can we get involved? People that were not supporting Biden because he was too old. But now that Kamala Harris is the candidate, people are just coming out of the woodwork to help Harry Sisson because of his amazing combed hair on the CNN broadcast. This is the woman here in clip number 15 that young people apparently are so excited to get behind.
Because when we think about the strength of our democracy, you know, I think that there's a duality to the nature of democracy. When it's intact, oh, it's so strong in terms of what it does to uphold and protect individual rights and freedoms. So strong in its nature. And it's very fragile. It will only be as strong as our willingness to fight for it.
Okay, that was a totally meaningless statement. But you got to keep in mind, the 18 to 24-year-olds in the Harry Sisson demographic love Kamala Harris because of comments like this, clip 14.
And it's a specific phase of life. Remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid.
we put them in dormitories and they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, if we know anything about the 18 to 24 demographic, we know that they love being patronized, like clip 12 here. This is Officer Harris delivering speeches as if she's reading a children's book to the audience. I mean, it's just insulting to see. And I don't think she's trying to insult you. I think that she's just retarded. And so this is what happens when a really dumb person reads to someone. They read as in the way that they like to be read to. Let's run clip 12.
Which brings me to May 30th, 2020. Bob and Doug returned to the Kennedy Space Center. They suited up. They waved to their families. And they rode an elevator up nearly 20 stories. They strapped in to their seats and waited as the tanks beneath them filled with tens of thousands of gallons of fuel. And then they launched. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Millions of Americans watched that day. On the hills and sand dunes of Cape Canaveral, in living rooms, dorm rooms, classrooms, across our nation, we watched Bob and Doug's rocket rise from the launch pad. We watched it climb into the sky and then disappear from our view. For the first time in almost a decade, we witnessed American astronauts launch an American rocket from
into an American outer space.
And for the first time in history, we saw astronauts reach orbit in a capsule built and launched by the private sector. 64 days later, we celebrated as those astronauts splashed down safely off the Florida coast. Bob and Doug, together, have written the first page of a new chapter in the history of American space flight.
Well, she's so popular. I mean, you can just see it in clip number three we're going to run here, where Chuck Schumer says, we are here today to support, throw our support behind Kamala Harris, to just resounding applause in the room. Run clip three.
So now that the process has played out, from the grassroots bottom up, we are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm clapping. You don't have to.
Unbelievable. No one loves her. No one likes her. And maybe it's because she makes comments like this, where she says what she's going to do in the first 100 days here in clip number eight. I think this might be the reason that there's one applause from a leftist political class deep state hack and a room full of silence as she patronizes and debases our republic. Clip eight.
And if they fail to do it, then I will take executive action. And specifically what I will do is put in place a requirement that for anyone who sells more than five guns a year, they are required to do background checks when they sell those guns.
Multimedia marketplace.
I will require that for any gun dealer that breaks the law, the ATF take their license. And by the way, ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Well, the ATF has been doing a lot of the A and the T, but not much of the S.
Unbelievable. Well, let's give her a little break here. She's got the support of Maxine Waters, who I like to refer to as Vaccine Waters. This is clip number 11, just talking about Maxine talking about the abundance and greatness and resounding amazingness of Kamala Harris's career.
Knows how it all works now. She's worked at the White House. She's a vice president of the United States, and she's smarter than Trump. And so If they come after her,
yeah,
she's going to get them.
You know her. I mean, she was the attorney general of the California
That's
Senator.
Right.
Talk about who she is as a person. I know her a little. She's a lovely person. What do we need to know about her?
Well, I think what you need to know is she was a determined person. She had a good career because she concentrated and worked at having a good career.
She worked on something.
She moved right up the ladder into the Senate and into the vice presidency.
Yeah.
Well, it was all because she is strong and she believed in herself, and she came from strong parents, and so it never dawned on her that she would fail.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was that kind of strength and that kind of courage and that kind of belief in self that I think defines her.
Yeah.
You know, and she did all the right things for the most part in terms of how you climb up the ladder.
Yeah.
I don't care what they say.
Yeah.
She trained well. She went to school. She did well. All of those things that she was taught to do. And so I think she'd be seen and understood as a woman who was always on a mission.
Yeah.
She was accomplished. She succeeded.
So was it really just her determination and perseverance that is the explanation for her success? Is it really the fact that she comes from good stock? She had good parents. Is that what determines her success? Is it the fact that she just never allowed it to even occur to her that failure was an option? Is that why Kamala Harris has been so politically successful? Or was it more along the lines of something like we see here in clip six?
Yeah, and then there's the DEI press secretary telling you that the DEI vice president is the future of the party here. And so the future looks kind of dim for the Democrats here, but this is no shocker either. Kamala Harris, she's the original Hawk Tua girl. That's the way she got where she is. And the party's going downhill if it's in her hands.
That was tough. That was really tough. That was harsh.
That's true. She started out on her knees and she made it all the way to the White House. Better blow jobs than no jobs. Am I right? Now you get three crappy jobs instead of one good job. Now you can struggle to make ends meet for 18 hours a day while you work from shift to shift, place to place because of Kamala Harris, folks. We're coming up on a break in 1 minute. More clips, more news. We've got body cam footage that we're going to show on the roof with the dead shooter just laying there. And it's very interesting to hear this conversation on the other side. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Laura Loomer is joining us at the bottom of the hour. So in 34 minutes, we will be joined for 30 minutes by Laura Loomer, who's going to give us all of the details and updates that she can regarding the health of President Biden. And it will be a joy to have her as well. But great news coming up on the other side. Make sure in the meantime, you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Another tab. Don't close the broadcast to do it. Don't shut down your phone. Don't stop listening in order to accomplish it. Just open up another tab. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com. That's DrJonesNaturals.com. Check out Next Level Foundational Energy, all the other amazing products as well. Nitric Boost is amazing on InfoWarsStore.com. All of our products are the best. I believe in supplements now that I've worked here and used them. I take them every single day, and they change my state of mind and well-being immediately. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Invest in your health and be the reason we are still on the air. All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.